ॐ अपवित्रा पवित्रो वा सर्वावस्थं गतोऽपि वा यस्मरेत् पुण्डरीकाक्षां सा भयाभ्यन्तरा शुचि श्रीविष्णु 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 On behalf of His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, and our worshipable acharyas of the Brahma Madhva Gaudiya Parampara, we begin the ceremony of initiation. My sincere gratitude to each and every one of you for being with us today. This particular verse that we cited is a verse that Srila Prabhupada taught was traditionally recited and meditated upon at the times of making formal vows or commitments. Whether one is pure or not pure, or even having passed through all situations of life, one who remembers the beautiful lotus-eyed Supreme Personality of Godhead, Sri Krishna, becomes purified within and without. Srila Prabhupada gave an analogy that when a drop of water falls from a cloud, it's pure. But when it comes in contact with the ground, it becomes adulterated, loses its transparency. We call it mud. But when you put the water through a filter, you take away that which is not the inherent nature of the water and bring it to its original natural state. And similarly, we are all originally Krishna conscious. But since time immemorial, in association with this material existence, with the three modes of nature, we have forgotten who we really are, what we really want, and what is our true purpose. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he gave a comprehensive volume of teachings to Sanatana Goswami, and built it on a simple principle. Jivera Swarupoi Krishnera Nityadas. That we are the eternal soul, the life force within all living beings, is eternally a servant of Krishna. Nitya Siddha Krishna Prema Sadhya Kabunoi Saravanadi Sudhi Chiti Koriyayutoi. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave this very simple message that the nature of the soul is to serve Krishna with love. Prema Pumarta Mahan. That love is the ultimate goal of life. It is the purushartha siromani. It is the highest attainment, but it can never be attained. Yogic powers, material prosperity, elevation to higher planets, even liberation from suffering can be, to some extent, achieved. But prema, the awakening of love for Krishna is only possible by the mercy of Krishna. Atapumbir vijastreshtas varana shrabi vibhagasha shvanushtatasya dharmasya samsidhir haritoshanam. When we live our life in such a way that Krishna is pleased, Krishna allows that love, that prema, that ananda to awaken within our hearts. And Krishna is all-attractive and pavitra. He's supremely pure. When we associate with Krishna, we become purified. When we remember Krishna, especially in a favorable way that in which Krishna is pleased, then Krishna attracts us. Srila Prabhupada gave another analogy of a magnet. A magnet irresistibly attracts metal filings. But if the filings are caked and covered by dirt and dust and everything else, there's no attraction. So to the degree we're not attracted to Krishna is to the degree we're covered by the dirt and the dust of material misconceptions built on the false ego. These are called anarthas. And in this world, people, they strive so hard to satisfy these anarthas. Selfish lust, anger, greed, envy, arrogance, illusion. People go to universities to serve these anarthas. People tolerate traffic jams in London. And work so hard. People have to put up with so many people they don't really like just to satisfy these anarthas. But tapasya, which is the purpose of human life, tapo divyam putra kayena sattvam, is to not live to satisfy these anarthas of our selfish inclinations. But then our nature is anandamayobhyashat. We're pleasure-seeking beings. We have to find pleasure somewhere, in something, or with someone. So by remembering Krishna, by being connected to Krishna, because Krishna is supremely pure and all-attractive, we become purified and attracted to Krishna. Param drisva nivartate. One could give up these lower inclinations by experiencing something higher. Krishna has appeared out of his supreme kindness. Hey Krishna Karuna Sindhu. We cry out for Krishna, who is a shoreless, bottomless ocean of kindness, compassion, mercy. Krishna tells in Gita, Suhrida Sarva Bhutanam. He's forever the most loving, well-wishing friend of everyone, forever. There's nothing we can do to change that. We could forget it, We can be entangled in the network of so many material complexities and suffer birth after birth. But Krishna remains Ishvara Sarva Bhutanam Hridesha Arjuna Tishtati. He remains within our heart as our most intimate, loving friend and well-wisher. Aham Bija Pratapita. He's our Supreme Mother and our Eternal Father. Bahunam janmanamande jnanavamam papadyate vasudeva sarvamiti samahatmasu turlapa. Srila Prabhupada, in a recording I recently heard, he said, the purpose of all knowledge is one, and that is to bring one to the point of surrendering to Krishna, to Vasudeva. Yayatamam prapadyante tamstataifa pajamya. As we surrender, Krishna reveals himself accordingly. According to the sincerity of how we take shelter of Krishna, through our prayer, through our sadhana, through our sadachar, through our character, and through our life, our seva. Krishna purifies us by revealing himself and attracts our heart. Srila Rupa Goswami quotes that all from the Srimad Bhagavatam, all the knowledge of all the scriptures and all of creation are to bring us to following two principles. To always remember Krishna and never forget Krishna. And Krishna has appeared in the beautiful form of Sri Radha Gokulananda, Radha Landanishwara, and so many murtis. By Srila Prabhupada's grace, throughout the entire world, Sri Krishna, Sri Radha, Lord Chaitanya, Lord Nityananda, Jagannath, Baladev, Subhadra are personally, with their full opulences, present before our eyes, giving us opportunity to offer personal service. And Krishna has appeared in the Srimad Bhagavatam. The Bhagavat itself tells that when Krishna left this world, to dispel the darkness of this age of Kali, he incarnated in the sound vibration of Srimad Bhagavatam, Bhagavad Gita. These holy scriptures are deities of Krishna, non-different than Krishna. Krishna appears within the heart of our gurus and the Vaishnavas. And according to how we serve our gurus and the Vaishnavas, Krishna reciprocates, reveals himself. And especially in this age of Kali, all of these different manifestations, incarnations of Krishna are there to inspire us to take shelter of Krishna who has appeared in his holy names. Kaler dosa nide rajan asti heku mahan guna kirtanat eva krishna sya mukta sangha param brajet. This Kali Yuga is an ocean of distractions and faults. But there's a benediction. By taking shelter of Krishna's holy names, one can attain the perfection of liberation. Nam namakari bahuda nija sarva shaktis. And Krishna has many names, and there's no hard and fast rules for chanting them. But Krishna has invested, he's fully present with all of his potencies in his holy names. This is the greatest blessing. Mahaprabhu Sri Chaitanya, he stated, Param Vijayate Sri Krishna Sankirtanam. The highest benediction is that Krishna has descended in the form of his name. When Lord Chaitanya came to this world 500 years ago approximately, he came as Krishna in his original supreme form to taste the sweetness of Radha's love. The supreme lover, the Ladini Shakti. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, in his beautiful pastimes, he revealed to us something that's so inconceivable and so beyond our imagination or our ability to comprehend forever. Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami tells that even Krishna cannot understand the intimacy of the love and the happiness in the heart of Sri Radha when she serves him. So Lord Chaitanya has come to experience that and to share it with the world. Namo Mahabharanyaya. Rarest, most munificent, merciful of all incarnations. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is giving the ultimate perfection of all true religion, love of God. And opening the doors in that love to the intimacy of the residence of Vrindavan, to Krishna. When Lord Chaitanya was in Varanasi, at the beginning, people were not listening to him. Most of the population were not even respecting him, because he was teaching that the most inclusive, the highest of all revelations of the Supreme Truth is personal. Brahmeti Paramatmeti Bhagavan Iti Sabjate. The absolute truth, Vedanti Tat Tat Vividas, is explained to be one, Advaita. There's one God. There's one truth who is the source of everything that exists in everyone. Janmadyashayata. That one truth is eternally revealing himself in three features. The all-pervading light called Brahman. The presence of the Lord within the heart of every living being is Paramatma. And the supreme, all-loving personality of Godhead. To approach the supreme personality of Godhead, Krishna tells, Bhaktyatvananyayashakya aham evam vidurjana gyatam drastam chitatvena pravesham cha parantam. It's only possible through devotion, through bhakti. One can realize various aspects of the Supreme Truth and find peace, find liberation, find prosperity. But to awaken that prema, that love for the Supreme Person, is only possible through devotional service. So Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, so merciful, when he was in Varanasi, he said, nobody seems to want. I'm a gardener, and I've brought the fruits of prema, of ecstatic love for Krishna. I'm willing to give it for freely to anyone who will simply accept it. And then Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he revealed his heart in a very intimate way by inviting all of his devotees, please help me to distribute these fruits of love of God. How many can I distribute with my hands? In 1922, on Ultadunga Junction Road, on that rooftop, our beloved Srila Prabhupada got that instruction from Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur to take the message of Lord Chaitanya, the holy names of Krishna, the grace of our parampara, to give the opportunity in any town, in every town, in every village. He said, spread this message of Lord Chaitanya in the English language all over the world. It was an incredible instruction because no one had ever done it in history. And as our Pragosh Prabhu was telling in 1965, after preparing his whole life for this purpose, Srila Prabhupada left his home in Vrindavan and boarded the MV Jaladutta, a cargo ship, and sailed across many continents and many seas for 38 days. And when he arrived in the West, he just had boxes of Srimad Bhagavatams and faith in the order of his Guru Maharaj and Krishna's holy names. Years ago, on September 11th, Srila Prabhupada arrived in London. And we are so fortunate that one of the people who personally invited him and performed unbelievable, incredible services to prepare for his coming and to be right there to meet him is with us, Her Grace Malati Devi. His Grace Shyamasundara Prabhu wrote this book, Chasing Rhinos with the Swami. And Prabhupada said, if you chase a rhinoceros, if you don't catch it, everyone will say, nobody can catch a rhinoceros. But if you do catch, everyone will say, oh, how wonderful. Now, I don't know so much about these things, but I remember when I was a little boy, I would see on television, chasing rhinos is really dangerous. It's probably the most dangerous animal in the world to chase. You have to be like in armored cars, because they just run after you and just knock your car over and crush you and everything like that. So it's very dangerous. So we should understand that when these devotees were chasing rhinos with the Swami, they were putting their life totally at risk. But because Srila Prabhupada was giving them with such love, with such affection, Krishna consciousness, they were joyful. They were chasing species far more dangerous than rhinoceroses. And they were happy. So happy that in their association, even the rhinoceroses became happy. And became devotees. And then they did the same thing to others. So on the day that Srila Prabhupada arrived in London, he was being interviewed by some newspaper and television and magazine reporters. And they were asking him questions. And it's interesting. I was just listening to the talk. It's recorded. Prabhupada said that he had been to London before, in 1967. He was ill, and he was returning to India to recover his health to Vrindavan. And on the way back to India, he stopped in London for 2 days. But now he has come back, welcomed by his loving associates who had been serving with all their hearts, with all their souls, unconditionally, month after month after month. And Prabhupada was so happy. Newspaper reporter asked what he thinks of the reception, because obviously devotees were really enthusiastic. They were chanting, and they were probably showering flowers and everything like that. They were smiling and they were dancing. And Prabhupada said, "I am not so concerned with reception for me, but I'm very happy because of the good reception for the Krishna consciousness movement in England." And then Srila Prabhupada was asked, "What have you come to teach?" And Srila Prabhupada spoke the eternal message of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He said, "I have come to teach you what you have forgotten. That we are all eternal loving servants of Krishna. The true happiness that we're all seeking is to feel Krishna's love and to reciprocate with our love through service." And Srila Prabhupada was very, very specific and clear. "I have come to teach that God is a person who is the reservoir of all pleasure. And how to love Krishna." When Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu spoke about distributing the fruits and how dear that person was to him, Srila Prabhupada, he took those fruits around the world 12 times. And he came here to London. And actually it was from London, as far as my understanding, that Krishna consciousness actually became global. In New York, he started that storefront, Second Avenue, and it spread in the East Village and other little areas of New York City. And then it went to America, to San Francisco, and through the connections devotees made there, it actually spread throughout America. And when Prabhupada came to London, to the United kingdom. With the help of the records that the devotees made with George Harrison, Krishna consciousness, the Hare Krishna mantra, actually expanded to the whole world. And in 1973, Srila Prabhupada came here to the Bhaktivedanta Manor. He established Radha Gokulananda soon after. But 50 years ago, Srila Prabhupada came here. He established the first marble deities in our movement, Sri Sri Radha Landanishwar, with his own loving hands. And we'll be hearing those stories over the next few days from people who were personal, direct eyewitnesses. At that time, I was still in high school, somewhere in the Midwest, so I can only speak what I have heard from them. But Radha Landanishwar, so intimately, they arranged to be kidnapped by Srila Prabhupada. So sweet. And the devotees, what do they know about the standards of deity worship in the Brahma Madhva Gaudiya Parampara? You know, we read about Madhvacharya's standards of deity worship in Udupi. We read about the Goswamis, Rupa Goswami, Sanatana Goswami, their standards of deity worship in Vrindavan and how it's been passed down over the...
You weren't meant to see that, right?
I didn't see anything. And Srila Prabhupada installed the deities with the same gravity and expectation of the previous acharyas and entrusted to these devotees, these six devotees that came here. Seven. One was a baby. And with such commitment, with such dedication, they actually established standards of deity worship that was even higher than most of the temples in India and in Vrindavan, with love. So we are all very fortunate. His Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada, he's our founder acharya, and all the devotees within our society, Diksha Guru, Shiksha Guru, temple presidents, GBC, Sankirtan leaders, congregational devotees, brahmacharis, whatever our particular role and service may be, we are all meant to cooperatively serve together to assist Srila Prabhupada's mission. And today, this initiation, as it has been said, is a wonderful opportunity to commit ourselves, for our lives, to chant at least 16 rounds, to follow these four regulative principles, to be the servant of the servant within Srila Prabhupada's society, and to assist each other in distributing these fruits of Krishna consciousness to others. To the extent we can appreciate what we've been given, we'll find the deepest meaning, purpose, and joy in our life. If we can truly appreciate what Srila Prabhupada has given us, Savai Pong Sang Poro Dharmo Yato Bhaktir Dhoksha Jaya Hoitikiya Pratihata Yagatma Suprasidati, unconditional, uninterrupted, loving service to Sri Krishna. The supreme dharma. Then whatever impediments, whatever hardships, whatever challenges may come, we could pass through them gladly. And that is why association of devotees and keeping very faithful sadhana is important. So we keep a very bright focus on the gift that has been given to us. And to live our life in such a way where we realize the greatest joy is to reciprocate with that gift. And that is the spirit of initiation. Thank you very much.